Blog Talk Radio.
Been a minute since I've been on the Blog Talk Radio show. Certainly, I think I was doing Renee this week. You know, I had death in the family and just kind of getting myself together. But certainly, my heart and my prayers and my mind was with the show. And we know that all things are working together for our good because we are called of the Lord. And I'm just excited, Prophet Dale, about our future. I'm excited about where we are. I'm excited even about the challenges that we're having right now because it's pushing us, Prophet Darrell. It's pushing us into, my goodness, the next that Father God has already set up for us. I tell you, some setbacks is just set and made for the comeback that we're going to have because it's going to be so ridiculous, Prophet Darrell. All the naysayers and those who are waiting for us to fall and falter, my God, they're going to be like, what in the world happened? And I'm Prophet Darrell, I'm excited about that. Just to know that Father God got me right in the palm of his hand. My goodness, I'm living in, hallelujah, it says, the secret place of the Most High God. So while you think you're figuring me out, be careful, Prophet Darrell. You might just be wrong. I tell you, Prophet Darrell, I'm excited about what the Lord is doing in our lives. It's a beautiful day today in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Certainly the breeze is blowing, the sun is up. And we get ready to have a beautiful sunset. And I'm telling you, Prophet Darrell, there is nothing, the Bible says, that better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. And every time I think about folks who have made their transition over, Prophet Darrell, I'm not sad anymore. My aunt who just passed away, I look just like her. I grew up with her. You know what I mean? Everything about me, this woman has been a part of my life. But you know what? I have not shed a tear because I'm excited about where she's finished her course, Prophet Darrell. I've got to finish mine. And so I'm not crying, you know, I'm not sad or nothing like that. Yes, she's not here, and I get that. But at the same time, I know her life. I know what she has done. I know, you know, I know what she has done. So now, you know, she's gone through in her body. She had whatever the condition in her body. And now, guess what? The body ain't got her no more. Now she's there in the presence of the Lord. And there's no greater place to be. And I know she want to be here. She want to be a part of this, part of part of the other, but that's one thing, Prophet Darrell, I know this, for the word of God says that there is an appointment that each and every one of us has, and we may say they left too soon, and then what, I don't care what people say, Prophet Darrell, the word of God says that there is an appointment that we have with that thing called death, and I'm telling you, no matter what it is, no matter how it go, or whatever it is, that appointment is the appointment, Prophet Darrell, and so we just thank and praise God for her life. I ask if you pray, don't pray for me. Pray for her children. That's who needs the prayer, not me, because I'm okay. Hallelujah. Pray for her children. She has a son that is autistic and another daughter. My goodness, pray for them that they make the adjustments because now they are alone. Their dad died 3 years ago. Now their mom is gone. And so let's get things in perspective, Prophet Darrell. Our families need to get back on track. Our families need to be restored. Some things need to be forgiven and forgotten about, Prophet Darrell. You know what it is? My brother said this, and he blew my mind. He said, Renee, they don't realize time is going, huh? They're running out of time. Prophet Darrell, we are running out of time. Out of time in the sense of where we are in our own on our own place of control. There's certain things and certain people that we can get things right with, make things better with. Time is running out. And certainly the enemy is trying to do all he can, Prophet Darrell, to keep us all at loggerheads. We just keep us separated. And because you know what? He hates the family. He hates everything about the family. And that's why Father God is our Father, my God, Prophet Darrell. And Father, he's our leader. And I'm telling you, we need to get the family back on track. That's why we're praying on Tuesday nights for families, Prophet Darrell.
Yeah. You know, what wants to remain? I'm at the point, I had a beautiful weekend. Oh, my goodness. I got a chance to do be a part of my first ordination, ordained on my first young man in the office of the bishop. And I'm telling you, it was an experience. Amen. And I was.
Amen.
December 10th month is my birthday, amen. It's the year of refreshment.
Amen.
Yeah, it's a year of refreshment. Amen. What does that mean?
Okay, Prophet Darryl, okay.
Yes, I didn't hear what that noise.
I don't know. I'm outside. You may be hearing a bird chirping, but you good. Just go ahead now.
Okay. Amen. And so we bless the Lord on tonight, and I'm excited. Amen. This is your host, amen, Prophet Darryl Thomas, amen. We are praying for each and every last one of you. This is our prayer Monday, amen. And we're going to pray, amen, Pastor Renee, amen. And if don't nobody else want to pray, guess what? We're going to pray some more, and then don't nobody else want to pray, we're going to get off, amen. Because there's no time to be wasting time. Amen. People, let me tell you something. There's going to come a time you're going to want somebody to be touching and agreeing with you and praying with you. Amen. And there's not going to be no one there.
Because
you're going to have to go for yourself. You're going to have to go for yourself. And I'm at a point, Pastor Renee, I'm not here to pop you. I'm not here to prime you. I'm not here to do none of that. Amen. I'm not here to pop and prime nobody, Pastor Renee. I want people to come. This is a willing thing. Just like coming to Christ, serving the Lord, serving Father God. As we come to serve Father God, guess what? It's a willing thing. He said, if we be willing, and obedient, you shall eat the fat of the land. There's not too many people that want to be willing to serve. There's not too many people willing to be servants in this hour. Amen. And the best thing to be is none but a prayer warrior, an intercessor. Amen. And I thank Father God for the gift of intercessor. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to the Lamb of God. Amen. All right, Pastor Renee, do we got any callers? Anybody on the line with us?
You. Okay. Karen is on the line right now, PD.
Karen, how are you?
Mic is on. Let's see.
Hello. I said hallelujah. How are both of you today?
Oh, we're wonderful, wonderful.
Good. I'm on the road, so I might mute you back out, but I'm heading back across these mountains from New York to Maryland, so I'm right there with you guys.
Amen. We pray with faith to our spirit. Amen. All right, come to this. I'm gonna I thank the Lord, amen. Hallelujah. For all things. I'm gonna give him thanks. Amen. And I really love the Lord. And I know, Father, I know the Lord loves me. Amen. And I'm not just excited. Amen. Obadiah, I know the Lord is so. Oh my goodness, people of God, I love Father God, and I thank Father God for being patient with me, and even when I messed up, He still was patient. Amen. He didn't allow me to be consumed. Amen. And I know there's many times that I should have been consumed. Amen. Hallelujah. Wonderful is thy name. And I bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. I want to read this. I always want to read that Psalms. Amen. To cleanse our spirits. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to the Lamb of God. And I just want to read Psalms 51. Amen. Y'all bear with me, amen. Psalm 51, amen. And it says, I'm reading out of the Life Application Bible, amen. It says, have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing, unfailing love. It says, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions, wash away all my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgression, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are proved right when you speak and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth. Amen. And the word of the Lord is blessed. And may Father God add a blessing to the hearer, the doer of his most holy word. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Bless his name. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. I'm gonna bless the name. He's a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder in my soul. Let somebody bless. Can somebody bless his name? Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Come, hallelujah, hallelujah, in the name above every name, in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Yes, Father God, we come, hallelujah, knee bowing, hallelujah, with our hands outstretched, we come to worship. Hallelujah, Father God, we ask you to forgive us of sin on today, Father God, sin of commission. Sin of omission, Father God, even the presumptuous sin, Father God, have mercy upon us, my son and Amos, have mercy, Father God. Have mercy upon us, Father God. Wash us. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, Father God, do it for your glory. Father God, manifest yourself, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb of God. Oh, Father God, we bless you tonight. We went with you and praise you on tonight, Father God. But Father God, you're worthy. Hallelujah. You're worthy of the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same. Father God, you're worthy. Father God, we know someone is listening to our voice on tonight, Father God. Father God, we ask you tonight, Father God, to look upon him tonight, Father God. Father God, we know you as a God of forgiving sin on tonight. Father God, whatever sin that they have done and committed, Father God, that will cause your spirit, Father God, not to reign with us on tonight. Father God, we ask you to wash it out tonight. Whatever it is tonight, Father God, make the slate clean tonight, Father God. Holy Ghost of God, hallelujah. Oh, the very power and the very presence of you, Father God. Oh, Holy Ghost, we need to call upon you tonight so you can go hallelujah into the home, into the hearts of the men and the women tonight, Father God. Oh, Holy Ghost, cleanse the heart tonight. Hallelujah, we come to understand that you and Father God is generous now. That y'all know, hallelujah, God, that you don't force yourself on anybody. And for this reason, Father God, we say thank you. We need the fire of the Holy Ghost upon this radio show tonight. Fire of the Holy Ghost, come now. Fire of the Holy Ghost, come now. Fire of the Holy Ghost, fire consuming fire. Come now, I watch the Kataya. Somebody needs to feel a touch tonight, Father God. And we need the Holy Ghost to go in the ways and go into all this, Father God, that we cannot reach, Father God. And Father, I understand tonight that you told me in your word, Father God, that right from the lies and the power of the tongue, Father God, prepare us for an open Ramadan. Open the tongue of the enemies tonight. Let them come forth praying and seeking tonight. Father God, we pray tonight, Father God, that you will continue to cover your daughters and your sons, Father God. Come that pastor in there. Say, come, Father God, you know lifestyle, you know, Father God. Come up, Father God, and Father God, we ask you to look upon Dee Dee, look upon Karen tonight, look upon Apostolic Apostle Man and Evangelist Karen tonight, hallelujah, Evangelist Dee Dee on tonight, Father God, go to your glory, look upon Sister Nicole tonight, Father God, Father God, go to your glory, we bind up every hand, we come in the end of risen, every sorcerer, black magic, go to poop and dust, slang it out, we come. Come and just mess with him, he's the star. God, what do you do, baby? Father God, I believe it. I stand on your promise. I stand on your word tonight. Oh, Father God, we understand, Father God, that your word said that there were two or three. When God is together in your name, your word said that you will be in the midst. And Father God, you said when there were two, we're touching and agreeing. For anything, Father God, you didn't hesitate. But Father God, you said it shall come to pass. And Father God, I come to understand that it shall is glory. Hallelujah. And Lord, I'm in dynamite and promise. And Father God, I know, hallelujah, and the promise has been fulfilled, Father God. And Father God, we ask you to look on the Blog Talk Radio show, Father God. We ask you to bless the airways, continue to sanctify the airways tonight. continue to bless the listeners on tonight, where they're calling from outside of the U.S., in the U.S., outside of the U.S., out of the Canada, all everywhere, Father God, wherever our voice is heard. We come to put the heat on the devil. Hallelujah! Glory to the Lord. The Holy Ghost take control. The Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost power. Holy Ghost power. Holy Ghost power. We can't do nothing, Father God. We can't do anything until you stop by. We can't go nowhere until you stop by, Father God. Come on and heal us, Your Father. We come and get every sickness and disease. We come and get every schizophrenic and bipolar spirit. We come and get every generational curse. We come and get the now. And we die within the base of the cross. And we will get you hopeless and powerless now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we drown the devil out here. We drown him out with our worship. We drown him out with our praise. We drown him out with our head glories. And we stomp his head like the Bible says. Bruise his head with our heels. We pick our feet up and stomp their head, devil. We stomp every demon that you try to send our way. And we stomp it to the dry place. We stomp it to the event right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost Father. Holy Ghost Father. Holy Ghost, hallelujah. Look up on Bishop, hallelujah, Bishop Charles Johnson today, Father God. Look up on elect Lady Johnson today. Keep them covered. Look up on their mother tonight. Hallelujah. Look up on her tonight. Hallelujah. Look upon the Miracle Temple family as a whole. Hallelujah. Every leader, every auxiliary, look upon them tonight. Bless them. Call them. Hallelujah. Sunrise Fellowship, bless. Apostle Marlon's ministry is blessed. Hallelujah. Prince of Temple. Hallelujah. Bless. Hallelujah. The King's Relation is blessed. Hallelujah. St. James. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Church of God of Christ is blessed. Bishop Willie James Campbell is blessed. Elect Lady Campbell is blessed. The St. James ministry is blessed. Hallelujah. Jesus paid the price. Our ministry is blessed. Sekharalaba Kandorobu Kurribi Sida. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father God. Touch families on tonight. Heal tonight, Father God. And Father, I'll be helping. I'll be always mindful to give you reverence and give you praise and give you glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come on and pray, faith of the most. Come on and pray, born again believers. Come on and pray. Hallelujah. Come on and talk to the Lord tonight, believers.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, as we come to you this evening on this first day of October 2018, thank you for life. Thank you for waking us all up today to see a new day, the day that you created for all for us to enjoy, to celebrate, to work, to live, to laugh, to cry. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I stand in agreement with the prayer that my cousin put before you, Lord. Her aunt, my first cousin, yes, I totally understand what she says, and I thank you for the life of our cousin. For my cousin, I thank you for the life. And as I asked for prayers last week for her children, that you watch over them, Lord, that you watch over them each and every day. Give them strength to move forward and not to stop. Allow the daughter to be able to reach out to the family, to reach out, because I know personally you can't do this by yourself. You can't do this on your own, and you need family. And as we reach out to her, allow her to embrace us all. Allow us, Lord, to embrace us. I thank you for my family. I thank you for my trip to New York this week. Thank you for not allowing me to have to serve jury duty, but yet, you know, to call in. And I thank you for that. I thank you for the time that I had to spend with my husband. I thank you for conversations I thank you for friends. I just thank you for life, Lord. Thank you for my job. I thank you for having the type of job which will allow me to work from home anywhere. I thank you for that, Lord, and I know that you will continue to open up the door for me to have another position working from home as well. As you know, I like it, Lord. Thank you so much. I thank you for where I'm living, the roof over my head in New York, the roof over my head in Maryland. I thank you so much for that, Lord. I'm enjoying that. Thank you for opening that door for me, for putting it into me to know that this is where I needed to be during this phase and this time and this journey, this part of the journey in my life. I thank you, Lord. Thank you so much for that. Thank you for my children. Each and every day, you know, many people talk about they don't talk with their children, but my kids call me every day, and I'm so grateful that, yes, they've grown and they're on their own, but they call and they check in on me just to let me know, hello, how are you, and to let me know things are working out fine for them, and I'm thankful for that. I thank you for the doors that you've opened up for my daughter, for where she's at. I thank you for my son and his wife. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. As I'm driving through this darkness, Lord, I just ask you that you continue to be the pilot that you always are any time I get on the road, go across the mountains, the highways, protecting me from all the other vehicles and other drivers, and especially the innocent animals that just seem to run across without thinking or looking. Just protect me and allow them to stop if they see a car coming, just to stop. Maybe they, you know, they don't know why they stopped in midstream, but just allow them to stop so that way their lives will be spared from being hit. Lord, I ask you to continue to bless this Blog Talk radio show each and every day that we're on. Bless Prophet Darryl. Give him the words to speak over to us, over all of us, Lord. Give him the words to encourage us to pray, not just for ourselves but for others. It's so important. I pray for the Sunrise Fellowship, leadership by Renee. Lord, continue to bless her in all that she does, everything that she has her hands. I'm going to go as far as saying that she has her foot in. Bless her, Lord. Bless her. Let the words that she speaks touch the hearts and minds of all of those that she's associated and not associated with. May whatever she says help somebody in some way, whether it's to bring a smile on their face or maybe a burst of reality, because we all need that from time to time. Lord, continue to bless her. Continue to bless her daughter, her grandchild, and the rest of our large family, Lord. Continue to bless us. I ask that you, I'd like to pray for for Apostle Mullen, for Dee Dee, for Nicole, for Jeanette, for Sandra, for Andrea. Bless us all. Bless them all, Lord. Bless them all in all that they do and all that they pray and ask for. I ask you, Lord, to hear my prayer each and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, Papa Darryl.
Yes, ma'am.
What did you say?
I said, anybody else want to pray?
Oh, I don't know. The sister from Area 941. Your mic is hot. Come on in, woman of God. Well, maybe she hung up. I don't know if she was on there. She usually comes on and pray, the evangelist.
Yeah.
But I don't know, she's not there now. So maybe she'll come back on. Let's see. And well, we have other folks on the line, but no one has hit the number one, Prophet Darryl.
Amen. It's all right. It's all right in this season. Amen. Hallelujah.
Well, God, I can pray for
you. Oh, that's fine. Go ahead on, Pastor Renee.
Father God, in the name of Lord God, we just thank you and praise you, Lord God, for this moment right now. Yes, Lord. Right now, Father God. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to come again boldly to thy throne of grace, to obtain grace and help in every moment of need. Father, you told us to come boldly, Lord, whatever our condition may be. You said if our sin had been like scarlet, you would make it white as snow. If it were red like crimson, you would make it like wool. So, Father God, we come before you, Lord God, as we owe, as humbly as we know how, and we lay ourselves on the altar tonight, Lord God. Lord Jesus, we're asking for forgiveness, Lord Jesus. Give me, Lord God, I repent before you said that we ought to confess our sin one to another, O Lord. Father, cleanse us of all unrighteousness on today, for you have made us your righteousness, Lord God. Father, you said that the fervent prayer of a righteous person avails much. Then you said that there is no good thing in us, O Lord, no good thing in the flesh, Lord Jesus. That if, Lord God, that everything that we do, Lord God, hallelujah, that it's like a filthy rag. So, Father, we thank you today that because of the work of the cross, that we are your righteousness on today. We just give you all glory, all honor and praise. Father, we thank you for waking us up this morning. And not just waking us up, Father God, but waking us up in our right mind. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the activity of our limbs and the functioning organs in our bodies, O Lord. Father, the things that are ailing us, the things, Lord God, that makes us feel some kind of way, the things that make us feel rejected and overlooked, Jesus. Father God, the things, Lord God, that, Lord, makes us feel, Lord God, we're separated from the crowd. Father, whatever it may be tonight, Father, we're asking you to heal us and cleanse us and to make us whole again. Every fragmented place in our lives, oh God, every hole in our hearts, Lord Jesus, every stony place, Lord God, every rocky road, every bumpy road, Father God, every, Lord, my goodness, winding road, Father, make them all straight even now. In the name of Jesus, Father, you told us, Lord God, that we can trust you, Lord, that we can cast all of our care upon you, because, Lord God, you care for us. Father, Lord, I come against the spirit, Lord God, of give up, Lord Jesus, that has, Lord God, permeated the family of God. Father, how are we giving up when we don't recognize we're giving up? All of a sudden, we're procrastinating. All of a sudden, we don't feel like it. All of a sudden, Lord God, we don't have that energy and motivation to do as we did 2 weeks ago, as we used to want to do an hour ago or this morning, oh Lord. But Father, we bind up that spirit of deception even now. We ask God that you help us to hold on. Father God, in places where we're looking for you, but we can't see you, nor can we even trace you, Father God. Father, give us the courage to know that you are there, that you are Jehovah Shammah, that you would never leave us, Lord God. There's Jehovah Shammah is the Father God that is here. He's there with you, no matter what it is, oh Lord. Father, Lord, the word says that if I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning, oh God, even there you are, Father God. So, Lord, we just thank you and praise you tonight for being a present help in time of trouble, Lord. The thing of it is, Father God, too many times we find ourselves in scrapes and in trouble and in situations and conditions, Lord, but we never come to you. So forgive us for that, Lord, that we didn't come to you first and you want us to lean and depend on you for everything, Lord. Should I choose this toilet paper or the next? Yeah, Renee, that sounds ridiculous. But Father God wants to be in our intimate thoughts, intimate choices, intimate decision making. So Father, forgive us, Lord, for putting you on the backside, putting you on the back burner, Lord, leaving you to the end, Lord Jesus, after all hell done broke out, oh Lord. Father, help us today to remember that we are the creature and not the creator, oh Lord. Father, we thank you for every part of our bodies on tonight. I speak to the body right now and call it into divine alignment. That the body, Lord God, every organ, every sinew, Lord, every blood vessel, Father God, every vein, hallelujah, everything, every skeletal, every system, whatever the system may be tonight, come in line now in the name of Jesus. I command you to align with the word of the Lord that says that we are healed, my Lord, and that we are everywhere whole, even at the pool of Bethesda. Think about the man that was there at the gate, beautiful. Silver and gold have we none, Lord Jesus, but such as we have, I give you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And because of Jesus Christ, we can stand and be made whole. Pick up your bed and walk, my Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, it takes faith to step out, to do, to believe, hallelujah. Father, give us courage tonight. Father, I ask that you endow us with courage, Lord, tonight, holy boldness, Lord, to know that even though the enemy may be roaming about like a lion, seeking whom he may devour, he's roaring, Lord God, he's roaring, Lord Jesus, but Father, when he gets out of the thickets, we realize he ain't got no teeth, my Lord, he ain't got no claws, he's just roaming and roaring, oh my God, but Father, we thank you today, Lord God, for your shelter, that the angels are encamped about us, Lord God. Lord, I thank you for every situation, Lord, that each of us is facing tonight. Thank you for bereaved families today, Lord Jesus. Give them courage to hold on, Lord God. Father, the questions, the unanswered questions, Lord God, the pondering, Lord Jesus. Father, I bind up backbiting and confusion and argumentation, Lord. I bind up confusion, Lord God, and division in families, Lord God, especially those who've had a loved one who's crossed over, Lord Jesus. Father, I decree peace in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, it costs to bury someone, Lord. So, Father, release the funds that is needed, Lord Jesus. Father, many are turning to, Lord God, cremation, Lord Jesus, because of the cost. Father God, I'm asking today for divine intervention, Lord Jesus, in this area, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Remember the unemployed today, Lord Jesus. Those who are seeking employment or not, oh, Lord God. Father, make a way for them, Lord God. Make a way out of no way, Father God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord. Remember the men and women working in your name today. Remember those who have called and those who are chosen today. Father God, I pray, Lord God, that you, Lord God, would help them to remember it is you, Lord God, in them that makes them to be who they are, Lord God, that all of us is equal in your sight, Lord Jesus. And Father, we thank you for the leaders that you've given us, Lord God, that we would lead a godly and a peaceful life as we pray for them, oh Lord. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the apostles and the prophets and the evangelists and the pastors and the teachers, Lord God, for the working of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ until we come into the unity of the faith. I decree unity, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, the traps that have been set, Lord. Father, reveal the traps on today, Lord God. Father, Lord, the traps have been set for us individually, so. We've been focused on the church, but Lord, hallelujah, we look back in our own homes, in our own bedrooms, of God. Father God, in our own cars, our own vehicles, in our own situations, Lord God, we've been attacked, Lord. Prophet Dale said, Lord Jesus, we've been hijacked, Lord Jesus, but Lord, we take back, Lord God, everything, Lord God, that the enemy has come and he's tried to take from us, Lord Jesus. We no longer give him access, oh Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for restoring us fresh and new, even now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, the secret prayers tonight, Lord. The prayer, Lord God, that someone may not want to share tonight. Father, Lord God, answer that prayer request even now. The prayer, Lord God, that has not been uttered, Lord Jesus. Father God, answer that prayer tonight, Lord God. Father, I just thank you, Lord God, that you are a shepherd and we shall not want. Help us to know that, Lord God. Father, give us all a divine encounter, Lord. Give us all a Damascus encounter. Give us all a Job experience, Lord Jesus. For in the end, Lord God, they were better than better, Lord God. They were better than best, Lord Jesus. Father, I thank you for the power of restoration. I thank you even for the power of endurance. Oh, Lord, having gone through, Lord Jesus, that there was a crown waiting on them, Lord. Even after Job went through losing his children, Father God, you restored his family. Oh, my Lord God. Father God, even when Paul, hallelujah, all that, Lord God, he said that, Lord, I count all but dung that I may know him in the power of his resurrection. Father, that's what I want you to bless us with on today. denouncing, Lord Jesus, of self and our achievements, Lord God, and exaltation, Lord God, of who you are and the power of your resurrection, Lord God. Father, bring the revelation of what that means to those that are underneath the sound of my voice on today, O Lord. Remember all of us, Lord God, across the land, across county lines and international lines on today. Father, Lord God, I pray for the people of the world today. And I ask for your forgiveness, Lord. Forgive us all on today, Father God. Lord, we ask for traveling mercy, Lord God. I decree traveling mercy for each and every one, Lord God, who is traveling by air, sea, or land. Father God, that each person would arrive at their destination safely without incident nor accident, Father God. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for this Block Talk Radio show. Thank you for Prophet Daryl, Lord Jesus. Thank you for a season of restoration, Lord God, and revival, Lord Jesus, and rejuvenation, Lord God. Father God, touch him, Father God, from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, Lord Jesus. Father, help him never to give up, Lord God. Help him to hold on, knowing, Lord God, that how you have, Lord God, a crown waiting for him. But more importantly, Lord God, that you'll give him everything he needs to fulfill what you already put in him to fulfill, Lord. Father, give him enduring power like never before. Yeah, he's endured, but Father, he needs a little bit more. And we already know that you have already done it, Lord. So I'm asking you for what you've already done, so you're going to do it, Lord. I believe you. I trust you with Prophet Daryl. I trust you with each and every one who's listening right now. The Lord, and I'll go through, Lord. You're going to bring us out, Lord. Yes, you will, Lord Jesus. Yes, you will. Won't he will? Yes, he will. Oh, Father, we thank you for bringing us through. But when we look back, we say how we got over. Nothing. My soul looks back and wonder. Hallelujah. Lord, when we thought everything was going to be gone. Father, when we thought that our footing was gone, there was nothing for us to stand on. Father, when, Lord God, everyone who promised, Lord God, they didn't deliver, Lord, what were we going to do? When we forgot what we had, Lord Jesus, we had breath. Oh, Lord, as long as there's breath in our bodies, we can face anything. We had ability, Lord God. Father, we had our bodies. We had our minds. We had our eyes, our ears. We had our senses. We had our home. We had our car. We may have been one tank of gas in the car. I mean, 1 gallon of gas in the tank. But whatever we have, Father, we thank you for it right now. Sometimes we forget what we have. Focus on what we lost and what we thought we've lost. But, Father, we thank you for what we have. For what we have will take us, Lord God, beyond, hallelujah, the stars. Father, I trust you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, even in this situation. Whatever the situation is, Lord, I trust you for each and every one, Father God, who's listening to me right now. Even in this, Lord God, we trust you, oh God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for the show, Lord God. Thank you for how you're using to touch, heal, and deliver your people, Lord God. Father, we're just vessels, Lord God, for use, vessels available for your use. And sometimes, Father God, the body gets tired. So, Father, I ask that you forgive Prophet Daryl and myself, Lord, for taking on the prayer requests of others, Lord God, and not fully giving them over to you. And we became burdened, Lord God, overwhelmed and overworked, Lord Jesus, and overflowing, Lord God, with a responsibility that does not belong to us, oh Lord. It all belongs to you. All of these people, Father God, every son and every daughter, Lord God, each of them belongs to you. Whatever situation, Lord God, that they're facing today, Father, I thank you for the words of encouragement, the exhortation, Lord God, the revelation, Lord God, the knowledge that you've given Prophet Dad or myself, Lord God, to share with them, to encourage them as they go along the way. Father, again, I ask for forgiveness, Lord God, that we didn't give it back to you, Lord, so that you can handle it, Lord, because we can't save anybody. We cannot heal anybody. We cannot make anybody, Lord God, get whatever it is. We can only stand in the gap and believe just as they are, Lord God. But we thank you for the anointing that you have released in us, oh Lord. And I ask continuously, Lord, teach us to use what you have given us, Father God, so that you would be glorified. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the burden, Father, you've given us, the assignment. But, Father, Lord God, we just ask that you teach us how to operate in the anointing, Father. And quickly, Father God, release the prayers and your sons and your daughters back to you. Oh, my Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, yes, Lord God. In Jesus' name, thank you for the doors that you're opening right now, Father. I see them opening, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, for the smiles in our hearts, Lord, radiating in our faces, Lord Jesus, through our faces, Lord God. Father, I know you're doing it, Lord God. Father, we want to say, Satan, we denounce you tonight. We denounce you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. You are our defeated foe. You belong under our feet. There ain't nothing you can do to us without God's permission. Father, we thank you that the angels are encamped about us and that the angel lead us according to Exodus 23 and 20, that the angel has already gone before us, Prophet Daryl, to lead the way. And he says to pay attention, be obedient to what the angel instructs. So, Father, I ask that you help us, Lord God, to know the voice of the angel. God, another we would not follow. Help us, Father, to do what, Lord, you have called for us to do. Because we can do it, for greater is he who is in us than he that is in the world. So, Father, I thank you again for this opportunity to converse with you tonight. Even with brothers and sisters today, for you says wherever two or three are gathered in your name, you are there in the midst. And, Father, any two of us here on the earth touching a knee concerning anything that we would have what we say in the name of Jesus. And then you said, Lord, no weapon formed against us would prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment, that we can condemn them all. So I condemn them all even now in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for strength now. I thank you for grace and peace. I thank you for understanding and the plan that, Lord God, hallelujah, we can move forward. We move forward with expectancy, Father God. And it's all for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Does anyone desire to pray tonight? Please hit the number one. You can join us here in the studio. I'm sorry.
I was saying, all right, nobody else needs to get to the Lord. But we're not going to pray for you. Amen. We just want to keep in mind, amen, that every Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we are here on the Blog Talk Radio Show, talking with the prophet every day at 7 o'clock. Amen. Hallelujah. We are here on Wednesday, hallelujah. And we'll be here Thursday. We're on Friday, which is Prophetic Friday. Amen. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor to come join us. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Father God. And Father God, I just want to say thank you.
Amen.
All right, Pastor, tonight, you got anything else on it? You ain't got nothing else to say? Amen. You can have the last words and pray us out, Pastor, tonight.
And you said, and pray us out?
Yeah. Nobody can go on and pray.
Well, we just thank and praise God again for every opportunity that we have to share with you. On tonight, those of you who are on the line, I'll ask you again, if you desire to pray, please hit the number one on your phone even now. And Lord Jesus, we just thank you for the roof over our heads. We thank you for the food on our tables. We thank you for the clothes in our closets, Lord God. Thank you for the vehicles we drive. Father, we give them all back to you on tonight, for you are a great provider, Lord. You are Jehovah Jireh, the provider, Lord, the one that heals, Lord Jesus. Father, we just thank you and praise you tonight, Lord God, for all that you're doing. Father, I speak rest and peace over your people even now. Father, Lord, allow us to sleep and relax and rest tonight And Lord God, will forever give you the glory, the honor, and praise. Tomorrow we're resting, oh Lord Jesus. And Father, we just thank you for what you're about to do. For this month, we're expecting great and mighty things in you. We thank you for those who are on the line tonight. We thank you that all is well in their lives, Father God. We thank you that all is well. We decree that all is well, Father God, because you already said that, Lord God, we're catching up to what you have already done, because your word says it is finished. It is finished, Prophet Daryl. So we thank you, praise you, Lord God, today, Father God, that you know that all things are working together for good. For them that love God, to them who are called according to your purpose. Father, you are our shepherd and we shall not want. You make us to lie down in green pastures. You lead us beside still waters. You restore our souls. You lead us in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, Lord, we will fear no evil. For, Lord, you are with us. Your rod and your staff, they comfort us. Lord, you prepare tables before us in the presence of our enemies. You have anointed our heads with oil. Our cups runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in your house forever. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that the light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, Lord God, you are there, and all is well. Good night, people of God. God bless you. We'll see you again on Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. Mm-hmm. right here on the Block Talk Radio Show. Good night.
Good night.